ABC Radio Australia.
It occurs once a year and only for a few days, but Palolo season is a time when Samoans head to the waters in the wee hours of the morning armed with only a flashlight and fishing nets. To the untrained eye, they look like worms rising to the water surface. But to Samoans, they are the caviar of the South Pacific, and these Palolo answer to no man, just the full moon. Today, the Palolo Festival begins, run by the Vaimoana Seaside Lodge in Savai'i, and I spoke to Liz Ahi from the Palolo Festival to find out more about these mystical edible worms and why Samoans go crazy for them.
The word is that the choppier the weather, the better the chances are that there'll be a really abundant harvest of Palolo. And I only just learned that yesterday. Honestly, you learn something new every year about Palolo.
I just love all the mysticism that goes around with them and just how elusive they are. Like for a year, they only have it in once a week. It's under the full moon. It's like attracted to the flowers of necklaces.
Exactly.
I'm like, everything about this sounds like something that, you know, David Attenborough should be doing a special on the magic of the Palolo. It's incredible.
It really is. And I think that's why I love it too, because it's so magical. And I mean, it's got all the elements of a, you know, magical story. So you have to catch it before the sun rises because the sunlight causes them to melt.
What?
I know. It's very sexual as well. Have you read what the Palolo is?
Well, from what this is the thing, is I was reading it and then I was like, wait, does this make sense? / is my brain comprehending it? It's like the little worms mate in the full moon, so they kind of like shed something and then that's what comes up to the surface of the water.
I know. So Palolo really is sort of like an aphrodisiac as well. Honestly, they dissipate when the sun comes out. They're like little vampires. It's like a vampire meets a werewolf. it's so funny.
Palolo has been described as the caviar of the South Pacific. What exactly does Palolo taste like?
Well, I think there's two flavors to Palolo. The first is that it tastes beautiful, actually. I was really surprised myself when I only just tasted it 2 years ago, because as a Samoan growing up overseas, I'd see Palolo being brought over by family members and things, and people would keep them for as long as they could in the fridge, right? But every time it just looked really disgusting, you know, it just looked like midnight blue goop, really. So I was never really into it until I came to Samoa. So I had the opportunity to go Palolo hunting, and I had my first taste of Palolo, and I couldn't believe it that I've been missing out on eating this thing for like all my life. It was literally like taking a bite of the big blue sea, because the sea has so many different flavors. It's salty, it tastes like abalone, tastes like oysters, mussels, all those things that Samoans and Polynesians love. The other taste that I was referring to is the nostalgia behind Palolo. And one of the things that always stuck in my mind, because I'm a journalist too, so I interviewed the owner of Vaimoana, and he said something that really stuck in my mind. He said, Palolo tastes like tradition. And I think that encapsulates it so well in the context of Samoan culture and our traditions and our history. So what he meant by that was that Palolo brings back this feeling of togetherness, of being with the family. So as a youngster, and as many of the older generation of Samoans would remember, going to Ka Palolo wasn't as commercial as it is right now. And, you know, now it sells for thousands of dollars. But before, it was about going out and getting this amazing gift from the sea and then sharing it with your family and then saving some for your family and then eating together. Yeah, enjoying this whole ritual of waking up really early and going out and the different stages of Palolo. So that to me was... that's the other taste of Palolo, in my opinion.
And talk to me through the process of catching these little sea worms in the water, because there's a lot of ceremony and ritual that goes around Palolo season as well.
Yeah, and I think it just varies from generation to generation. So when my first experience of going to Ka Palolo, well, I mean, it happened under total darkness. And the funny thing about Palolo catching is that it is so quiet. What happens is they go in groups. So the first part that I would say is important in the first stage of Palolo hunting is one part of the group goes out to Asi the Palolo, which is to see which stages if the Palolo is there, you know, so the whole group doesn't have to go out. I mean, everyone's got their own different traditions. I think most families have their own theories about Palolo. So I think wherever you land, that's the theory of Palolo that you're going to follow.
And how do the leis work into it and the fragrance that people use to attract the Palolo? Is that actually true?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that is part of the whole fun part of Palolo for me anyways, because I'm like, you know, I think that's so cool. I remember when I first got invited to Palolo and I didn't have time to make my leis, but this year I am so determined to make my leis and hear, you know, hear pieces as well if I have to. But I just remember I sprayed myself with some Victoria's Secret perfume before I went. I know. I was just like, well, at least I'm gonna try, right? But I did remember a story that one of the older elders were saying on the radio about Palolo. He says, you know, the reason why they're not catching as much Palolo these days is because they're not getting dressed up to go catch Palolo. And he remembers as a young child, they would wear their Sunday best, you know, to catch the Palolo. So it was kind of like, I don't know where it started from, but it's about wooing it's almost like you're courting the Palolo,
It
you know,
definitely
trying to
does
win her
sound,
a beautiful mistress.
yeah. I was about to say, it does definitely sound like a date or something. And the fact that, you know, these Palolo are only said to come out under a waning moon is like you've already got competition. The moon is your competition. So you've got to like dress up and look fancy
Exactly.
so they come to you instead. When people are down there, how long does it take and how much are people catching when they go down?
So they're predicting that there's 3 days of Palolo. I guess what happens is, you know, it could be any one of those 3 days that the Palolo will come. So you've got to, again, go every single day to see. But again, it's not a fine science. You can't pinpoint the time. You can only just get to just close to when it might come. So, you know, so the Palolo Festival opens on Wednesday and there are scheduled activities for Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So the Palolo could come at any of those days. There are some stories from people who say that there's less Palolo than there used to be, and that might have to do with the coral reefs being damaged. Yeah, so what they're trying to do in this part of the Palolo Festival is to educate people on preserving our coral reefs, because that's where climate change is affecting us, is the degradation of those systems and the coral reef. So obviously that affects the Palolo.
And now, given the global pandemic, how differently does this Palolo season look like? Because normally it would be quite a tourist attraction, I imagine.
Actually, it isn't. Funnily enough, Palolo is not really visible in the tourism calendar, although it should be, because I think this is something that tourists would love. Or maybe someone just don't want to share their Palolo. I don't know. I mean, yeah, after I tasted it, I wouldn't want to share it either. But the fact that we're having Palolo Festival is probably due to the fact that borders are closed. So it's really causing us to look inward. And I love that we're having the Palolo Fest, because apparently they used to have the Palolo Fest and then they sort of kind of got lost after a couple of years, and now it's been revitalized. And it's one of the good things that have come out of COVID-19 is looking inwards into our own traditions and cultural events that may have gotten lost as we were trying to focus on the outside market.
That was Liz Ahi from Samoa's Palolo Festival talking to me there. And for more information about the activities planned at the festival, which include Palolo rising preparations and celebrations, as well as environment and cultural awareness, you can visit the Vai Moana Seaside Lodge Facebook page.